Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Lickety split fashion.
That's what they call me on the beat. Lickety split.
Lickety split Weeder.
Dan Weeder.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Weeder said we would mention this nugget.
Bears beat reporter for The Athletic.
This is fascinating when it comes to the offensive line because we're just stuck in that revolving door. And you kind of feel like Will Ferrell and Elf just spinning through that revolving door so fast and over again that you want to go out to the curb and throw up for a little while because you just don't know who's starting at what tackle position and who's going to be there from week to week.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
The Las Vegas Raiders had a punt blocked, a punt that started with a snap from Jacob Bobbenmeyer.
And I do feel bad for Bobbenmeyer.
Poor Bobbenmeyer. You had a good suggestion earlier. If the Bears could get Bobbenmeyer to help them in some way, they should try to get him.
Hey, here's what I think. If he gets cut, then you make him an ambassador. That's what you do. Bobbenmeyer, the ambassador.
Get some tips from Pat Manley, and he'll be able to help out.
I can totally see George walking him around. Like, over here, we have the parking lot. We welcome you to the cafeteria. Everything that you would like. It would be lovely to have you.
Dan Weederer.
Dan Weederer. Go ahead, Dan.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Dan Weederer is sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's meant to be, and it's brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Dan, it's not like the Cubs made your life easier.
In what way?
If they win tomorrow.
Yeah, we were just talking about this, and I missed game one. I just missed game one.
That's true, because there's Bears, and the Bears will be back for the first time in 2 weeks. So what are the things that you're looking forward to trying to figure out if the Bears got right during the bye?
Well, look, I mean, I think it starts with the ground game on both sides of the ball. You've got to figure out if this defense can stand up against a Commanders rushing offense that's really, really strong. And it's going to test them early and often. And on the other side, can the Bears start to get their own running game figured out? You know, you've got to get out of the month of October with a little bit more of an identity there. It really is the key that's going to unlock things for them in the play action game, which is then going to be the thing that unlocks them to being a little bit more explosive and dynamic as an offense as a whole. And so those two things would be good starting points against a pretty good opponent on a pretty brightly lit stage.
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect to happen in terms of the offensive line? Darnell Wright did practice today, was limited. That's progress. How many, you know, he's got a few days here. He got one extra day with the Monday. You think there's a chance he plays?
Yeah, I do. And now we're going to have to monitor that tomorrow afternoon, Speaks. I think it's really interesting because Darnell was not out there earlier in the week. They practiced on Tuesday and Wednesday. He was not out with the team on the practice field. They took the day off Thursday, and he's back out there today in a limited capacity. And so you've got to figure out what that looks like, you know, heading to Washington. If he's not ready to go, Ozzie Trapillo's your next man up, and you just got to be ready for all scenarios, whether Darnell starts, whether he starts and can't finish, and whatever else that looks like.
I know that we've gotten to know Theo Benedict a little bit because he was a star on last year's Hard Knocks before getting injured and not being available to ascend. He is now ascended. What's essential Theo Benedict knowledge?
Look, I think we're still learning about who he's going to be as an NFL player. What I think this coaching staff has been incredibly impressed with is his ability to be taught, you know, and that started with when they got here in April and started feeding information and then seeing how it was applied first from, you know, the classroom to the walkthroughs, then from the walkthroughs to the practice field. And he's just at every step of the way, he's been able to grow in that regard. Now, look, this is a guy that was undrafted out of British Columbia, you know, just about 18 months ago. And so there still is a lot of room for growth. There's still an ascension that needs to take place. He certainly has a fearlessness about him, Lawrence, that this coaching staff has gravitated towards, and it gives them a little sense of calm. You're throwing him in at a high profile position in a big game and in some big moments here to see what he's made of.
And as you've listened to Ben and thought about the practices this week, what do you, any kind of lessons or important items that you think came out of bye week introspection for them?
I think that Ben is very understanding, I think, of how long this road is, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, to becoming the team he wants to be. And I think you kind of have to take a very sober look at that over the off time and realize, oh boy, you know, we're flawed in a lot of areas and we can't just sort of rush through correcting every single flaw at once. We kind of got to go piece by piece and figure out who we are and what we want to be. That's at every single position group on the offensive side of the ball. And I think what's encouraging, and particularly what you've heard a lot this week from the building here at Hallis Hall, is that ability to play a really ugly football game and still get back on the plane with a win meant something to these guys. There was a belief there, a resilience that was tested and held up, and there's a sense that they can use that as fuel going forward, even as they go through a pretty demanding correction process with all they've got to fix.
I think about last year's game at Washington is almost being the same thing. That game was ugly, and then in the fourth quarter, you saw Caleb Williams have what should have been his moment last season, and then that is upended by the way that the game ended, the way that Eberflus allowed for the 15 yards to be given up before the Hail Mary, and then the Hail Mary happens, and all the stuff with Tyreek. It's amazing how those moments can be inflection points for teams. It sent the Bears one way and sent Washington another.
Right. And look, like in Washington, I think I just did the numbers crunching on this. They won 8 games last year by 6 points or less, and their young quarterback was tested and showed that he has steel nerves and time and time again responded to the moments that he was supposed to respond to. Caleb's done a pretty good job over 21 starts of similarly kind of calming himself down no matter how the game has gone and getting locked in when the game's on the line. And that matters to the guys in the huddle with you. That matters to a team that wants to know that its quarterback is going to be ready if there's a game there to be won. It's got to become regular, right? Like that's how you take sort of flashes of potential and then you become a standout in this league, is by sustaining some of the success you have and becoming consistent with it. But I do think that the track record now, I think 4 times in 21 starts, he's gotten the ball with 8 minutes or less with a chance to lead a game tying or go ahead drive, and he's succeeded. And so each one of those things is a skin on the wall that builds belief, and then that belief gives everybody a little bit greater confidence when you're back in such moments.
Boy, you're talking about the close games that they won and Jaden won. I remember this show's text thread exploding on a Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals when Jaden Daniels hit Terry McLaurin for a game-winning touchdown pass. Just a perfect dime with the blitz right in his face. Lawrence, I remember you saying in the thread, Caleb hasn't made a throw like that yet, as we were watching these two quarterbacks and their seasons play out. I mean, Jaden made special plays from the get-go last year, didn't he?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Special plays and just like, you know, ice water in the veins type plays. I like you give that example. And I remember the Sunday night game late December when they're playing the Falcons and, you know, needing every victory they can for playoff seeding and everything else that went with it. And him just rallying them down the stretch of the fourth quarter and then leading a touchdown drive in overtime. And you're just like, that's it. You know, that's the special sauce. That's what every team is looking for because it's the great eraser. And that's why Caleb's poise and the offense's resilience really in Vegas was important because you took a performance that was really, really ugly and you just kind of erased it at the end of the day. Because I can tell you guys that the difference in the mood in this building this week at 2-2 versus what it would have been at 1-3 is night and day. And it's just a drastic difference in the lightness here and the ability to go attack your improvement efforts with a little bit more comfort than you would have had if your season was slipping away from you so quickly. So it's a big deal. And we'll kind of buckle in Monday for a pretty fun matchup.
How much are you buying what Ben is selling about the Bears run game problems, that it's more about the guys up front than it is about DeAndre Swift? And obviously, like, he made changes to his offensive line by sitting down their tackle. So what do you make of why they're still struggling to run?
Well, I buy all of it, but it is nuanced because, like, you turn on the video and you do see these runs where the running back's getting the ball from the quarterback and somebody's already on them. And so, like, good luck to anybody trying to succeed in that scenario where you can't even build up a head of steam before a tackler is grabbing you. And so they've got to be better up front. You know, they've talked about better perimeter blocking. They've talked about the quarterback carrying out his fakes. But we got Eric Bieniemy today on Offensive Position Coaches Day, and he's pretty forward as well with the responsibility in his room of guys to be aligned properly, to know the read of each run and to be able to react to that read quickly, to understand that on every play, 4.5 yards is something that will be applauded and celebrated. And so you don't have to be striving for 15 if 4.5 or 5 is there. And you just got to dedicate to it and go with it. And so, look, like you heard me talk earlier in the year about using the first 4 weeks to figure out who you were and who you weren't, the bye week to get right, and then the 3 games in October to really show improvement. And so that's what I'm looking for before we get through Halloween, is a team that can make improvement in those areas.
Dan Wiederer of The Athletic wrote, I think, the definitive Tyreek Stevenson fail Mary piece a few days ago. It is so good, Dan. And among the people that you talk to were this guy, Rudy Trevino, the mentor and confidant for Tyreek from back home in Miami, knew him as a middle school coach and was watching the game as it happened. And Rudy Trevino reached out to Tyreek, his mentee, and said, baby boy, you are teach tape now. For the rest of your life, you are teach tape. And kept giving him the straight stuff, told him that was bull bleep. What you showed, that's who you are sometimes. You can try your best to avoid that, but let's be real. That's who you can be sometimes. I hate that this is you. I hate that this is you. And then went on to try and help build him back up, too. And man, this is so incredibly compelling. And so the stuff that we heard this week from Tyreek about how hurt he was and how it has affected him and how he's trying to be better, this all comes from a very, very real place, doesn't it?
It sure does. And thanks for saying that about the story speaks, because I enjoyed working on it, because it does allow you, and some of the best compliments I've gotten this week, either via social media or on the comments thread, is just people that have kind of seen a little bit deeper side to Tyreek through this journey. And like, that's the one thing that we're really privileged to do when we're out here covering a beat, is get to know these guys and then try to tell their stories in a way that allows people to understand some of the background and the depth and all that goes into it. Mike Sansoni, my editor at The Athletic, after reading the first version of the story, said, we could all use a Rudy Trevino in our life. And I just said, absolutely, right? Like, somebody that is willing to support you and put their arm around you at every turn, but also just tell you straight up, like, you got things in your life you need to correct. And for Tyreek to be responsive to that, I think there was first speaks, I think there was a healing process. And then I think there's a maturation process that he's in the middle of right now of trying to be better as a professional football player and dedicated to his coaches and dedicated to his teammates and dedicated to himself in a way that allows him to maybe reach a higher level in his football career that will change his life, honestly, if he's able to get there.
I'm excited about the return of Kyler Gordon. What do you think the impact can be of that?
Well, I'm very curious, Lawrence, because Dennis Allen seemed so enthused from the day he took the job here about what Kyler Gordon could be for him in terms of a chess piece that could move around, that could be a guy that, you know, people in the building describe as nosy in the running game, you know, a guy who can go in there and help you in an area where you need help right now, a guy who can, you know, switch positions and either help you as a blitzer, go out and play some safety and present a look to a quarterback that he's not expecting. And so, like, I hope they don't slow play the creativity that Dennis Allen wants to use with Kyler Gordon if he is indeed healthy, because I think it can bring an extra edge to this defense. And, you know, Monday's the first test of that.
Weedsy, we appreciate you, man. Have fun Monday night.
Yeah, it should be a good time. I hope you guys enjoy the game, and hopefully the Bears will get on a little run here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.